Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. On Saturday, a group of community leaders met to discuss the new positive COVID-19 cases that emerged at Hotchkiss, Gear Village, and within the Region 1 school system. The purpose of the meeting was to share information to ensure the consistency of communication with the public. The Zoom call, which was organized by State Representative Maria Horn, including the following individuals who represented the institutions and towns most directly impacted by the emergence of the new COVID-19 cases. Craig Bradley, head of school, Hotchkiss; Lisa Carter, interim superintendent, Region 1; Hope Cabrera, chief communication officer, Hotchkiss School; Brent Colley, first selectman, Sharon; Mark Herko, president, Sharon Hospital; Maria Horn, Connecticut State Representative, 64th District; Kevin O'Connell, CEO, Gear Village; Charlie Parati, first selectman of North Canaan; Curtis Rand, first selectman of Salisbury; Robert Rubbo, director of health, Torrington Area Health District; and Jared Zellman, medical director of the Hotchkiss School. As of Sunday, Gear Village, Gear employees and residents have been tested since the onset of the virus last spring. There have been no cases until this week, when 6 members and 11 residents tested positive as a result of routine testing. All COVID-19 positive residents have been isolated and staff have been identified and quarantined. Torrington Area Health District has completed the contact tracing, and everybody who is a direct contact with those have been notified. Regular weekly testing of staff and residents is continuing to ensure that any new cases are quickly captured and isolated. There are no visitors allowed at Gear Village, and no one may enter the facility without testing negative for the virus. Hotchkiss School update: all students and student-facing faculty and staff were tested prior to the start of the school year. Upon arrival, all students participated in a 2-week quarantine in their dormitory rooms or at home in the case of day students. During that period, students were tested by the school. One student tested positive. That student and close contacts, also students, were isolated from the rest of the school population or sent home. There have been no other positive cases until this past week, when 4 students tested positive during weekly routine surveillance testing. Those students and any close contacts had been isolated and quarantined at Hotchkiss, or in the case of students who can travel via private transportation, they have returned to their homes. At the moment on Sunday, all positive cases and any close contacts are all students, and no adults have been affected. Region 1 schools, there's been a total of 4 positive cases in the region. One staff member in the Cornwall School District tested positive in the late summer, and 3 individuals tested positive last week in North Canaan School District. All 3 of those cases were connected to one another. The individuals have been quarantined, and all close contacts have been notified and tested. The North Canaan Elementary School has not closed, nor have any classrooms been quarantined. There was only 1 close contact at Housatonic Valley Regional High School as a result of that recent case. That individual has been quarantined and has now tested negative. At Sharon Hospital, as a result of the rise of the cases, they've closed entrances so that all patients must enter through the emergency services entrance. No visitors are allowed, and all testing is reserved for those who are being screened for medical procedures. The hospital is seeking to expand its testing capacity in the future. Tests are in short supply, and more funding is needed at the federal level to increase that test production. Bail has been denied in Dalton in the bail torching, noting the arsonist's historic role in political intimidation. A judge ordered a Dalton man held without bail, facing charges of burning a 15-foot stack of wrapped bayhels bearing a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris endorsement. Arson has a role, quote, in our history of intimidation, both political and with civil rights, and I find the nature of the crime also weighs in holding you without the right to bail, end quote, according to the judge, addressing the defendant, Alani Durfee. The judge ruled that deputy district attorney successfully argued that no condition of pretrial release could ensure the safety of the public from Durfee, who stands accused of burning personal property at the Holiday Farm in Dalton. The judge said his record of criminal convictions, multiple restraining orders, and history of violence with police and civilians also bore weight in his decision to deny the release before the trial. He ordered Durfee to help for up to 120 days, though his defense lawyer said it could be longer due to the coronavirus delays. Shaw Isaacson and the Winsdeck Phoenix announced this week that the Norfolk Artisans Guild will be shut down after more than 27 years. The guild, located at 10 Station Place, will be shutting down in December. The store is located at 10 Station Place and is co-owned by V. Council and Kathy Williams. In an interview with the Phoenix, Also said that business has been slow this year, adding that she's somewhat hopeful that someone may offer to take over the store for both her and Williams down the line. More information at 860-542-5055. If you're in need of a portable grill or a trailer, how about a dump truck or a brush chipper? Each are among items that can be bid on during the Dutchess County Surplus Vehicle and Equipment Auction, being held online until 8 p.m. October 19th, according to a release from Dutchess County. Along with dump trucks, other vehicles up for auction include police cars, vans, and pickup trucks. Equipment from items can be bid on include car and bus parts, mowers, sandblasters, pressure washers, heaters, and compressors. Flu shots are available coming up on October 21st and 28th at the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, 38 Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. The flu clinic will be held outside, weather permitting. Wear a mask. More information at 860-435-0816. Registration open for the annual Kent Chamber of Commerce Pumpkin Run, which will be held virtually October 22nd to October 25th. For the 44th iteration of the run, participants run for 5 miles, either on October 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th, or send in results by email. The results will be tabulated overall, and division winners will receive 2020 commemorative pumpkin run medals. The cost to participate is $20. For information on how to register, on the web, kentpumpkinrun.com. Registrations are open until October 23rd. The October 19th, 2020 Town of Dover Planning Board meeting will be held through a Zoom meeting format, not at Dover Town Hall. Sharon Board of Education meets tonight at 6 p.m. It is a Google Meet operation. Village Trustees, Village of Millerton, New York regular meeting is happening tonight at 6 p.m. The Board of Finance in Falls Village has a meeting set for tonight at 6:30. Inland Wetlands Conservation Commission in Falls Village has a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. And the Falls Village Board of Selectmen has a meeting tonight also at 7 o'clock. Kent Park and Recreation Commission has a meeting. That is tonight at 7 o'clock via Zoom. Northeast Village Board meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock, 21 Dutchess Avenue in Millerton. And the Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. It is a virtual meeting. To participate, you dial in. You can get that information on the Sheffield website. The North Canaan Board of Selectmen have approved a community cleanup day, which will be held October 24th, starting at 9 a.m. in North Canaan at the Town Hall parking lot. Sign up by emailing selectmen@northcanaan.org. All you need to bring is your will to make North Canaan a better place. Trash bags, gloves, and other supplies are sponsored and supplied by the North Canaan Hub. Jack O'Library Contest, calling all pumpkin carvers, painters, sculptors, any kind of craft, as long as the pumpkin your medium, create a character or scene, abstract concept, and bring it to the library by October 24th. They're teaming up with the Sharon Audubon Center, hosting a free, fun pumpkin trail daily from dawn till dusk, Saturday, October 24th through Sunday, November 8th, with special extended hours to 8:30 p.m. on opening day for the nighttime glowing fun. More information available at the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon or Sharon Audubon. Hope Rising Farm First Annual Open Barn Day, October 24th, the rain date, October 25th. Barn activities from 12 to 3, a tag sale from 9:30 till 4 p.m. Social distancing and face masks are required. This year will mark the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which secured the right to vote for all women in the United States. Northeast Historical Society had planned to present a series of programs about women who had played an important role in the community's history. Ironically, the attempt to celebrate the centennial of an amendment, which was ratified during a pandemic, was thwarted by the pandemic 100 years later. Instead, the Northeast Historical Society has mounted a Women of Our History exhibit at the Northeast Millerton Library. That exhibit will be up through mid-November. The library is open Tuesday through Friday from 11 till 6 and on Saturday from 10 till 3. It's closed on Sunday and Monday. Masks and social distancing are required. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 28,606.31, the NASDAQ at 11,671.56, and the S&P 500 at 3,483.81. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.